Consider this next story a warning. 3 years ago, in North Sioux City, South Dakota, a husband and wife launched a new company that they called Radiosophy. Think of the word radio and the word philosophy, put them together. Radiosophy. They wanted to produce high-definition radios. But after suffering setback after setback, they say their story is a cautionary tale for entrepreneurs. From South Dakota Public Radio, Pat Mack reports.
Bill Billings and Sue Nail struck out on their own with the goal of living the American dream. They thought they'd create their own business, building and selling lots of HD radios, and live happily ever after. But it's not exactly worked out that way.
Would I do it again? No way. I just had no idea that it would be this much work and this much of a challenge.
It's been so hard on Sue. She just doesn't handle the stuff as well as it's just hard on her, and I would not put her through that again.
But Bill Billings and Sue Nail thought it was a smart move 3 years ago when they formed the company. Bill had just left his job at computer maker Gateway and thought putting his contacts in overseas manufacturing to work was a good idea. Sue had worked at Gateway in the 1990s and could bring her PR skills to the business. There also was a need. In 2004, HD radios did not exist. Radio stations were creating HD signals to compete with satellite radio, but existing radios could not receive them. Some friends, family, and a few outside investors agreed that Bill and Sue had a good idea, and they invested in the company. But that $500,000, including Bill and Sue's life savings, didn't last very long. The HD radio pioneers encountered immediate and significant challenges. First, they were delayed in developing a receiver for HD signals. Then their overseas manufacturer backed out at the last minute. And just as the company prepared to unveil its latest radio, the president of the company, Jeff Gerrans, died in an auto accident.
I probably have cried more in the last 3 years than I've cried my entire life. I've had some real health issues the last couple of years with it.
Another hurdle was education. Consumers either did not know what HD radio was, or they didn't believe it would ever catch on. They're now available on 1,300 stations across the country, double the number from last summer. Rob Enderle is principal analyst with the Enderle Group, a technology consulting firm in San Jose, California. He says the number of stations has reached a critical mass.
With any new technology, there are always questions until it becomes ubiquitous, and it is not widely spread enough to be out of the woods, but it is certainly coming.
Last year, 200,000 HD receivers were sold. This year, predictions are for nearly 1.5 million. But did the HD market bloom too late for Bill and Sue's enterprise? They debate this every day.
If we would have waited a year, we probably would have spent less money and could have been right where we are today. But, well,
waited 3 years.
No, I don't think we could have waited till today to start. But
I do.
Even though she would not do it again, Sue Nail says she's not ready to give up. She thinks the company has turned the corner. Their second radio, which debuted this spring, is the only tabletop model aimed at the low end of the market, retailing for about $100. Sue says she's encouraged because it's getting good reviews and they're selling hundreds of units each month. And there's another good sign. Sue says the financial stress is no longer so bad that she throws up every morning. For NPR News, I'm Pat Mack in Vermilion, South Dakota.